This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? This is absolutely insane. I don't have much prepared. The 49ers just broke free agency. This is not what they usually do. They go in and they sign Javon Hargrave to a mega deal. 4-year, $84 million deal for $40 million guaranteed at signing. This is huge. We knew that the 49ers needed defensive line help. That was known by everybody. Nobody saw this. Nobody saw this coming. It was fun to play with. Like, oh, man, it'd be great if you could get a guy like Javon Hargrave. But good gosh, they go out and just the biggest news of free agency so far, I think. I don't even think it's close. And as we say that, Mike McGlinchey just signed a 50 Mike McGlinchey signs with the Broncos, 5-year, $87 million with $50 million guaranteed. It just happened 10 seconds ago, tweeted out by Ian Rappaport. Things are shaking. We knew today was going to be crazy. We didn't know how crazy. And you almost, again, look at the numbers. They're almost identical. The 49ers chose to let McGlinchey go. You brought in Javon Hargrave. And they're going to cancel each other out almost perfectly. Just on, you know, the cap and all that kind of stuff and the comp picks, like whatever else, like that's kind of where things are. This is crazy. The 49ers got better today considerably. And for all those people out there that are saying, man, why don't the 49ers go and make this big splash, whatever signing? Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen, you got your wish. $21 million a year average for Javon Hargrave, who comes in and, man, let's just be real, okay? He's older. He's 30 years old. He's just turned 30. You're talking about this guy playing for another 2 to 3 years minimum. Now it's a 4-year deal. We'll have to see once the numbers all shake out. Whew, this is crazy now. I was not expecting this to happen. Now, what does this mean for everybody else? One, defensive line. It doesn't matter if it's Steve Wilks, D'Amico Ryans, Robert Saleh. It's consistent. This team builds up front on the defensive side. You had the number one defense in the NFL last year. You bring back Tayshaun Gibson yesterday. You're not losing one starter. You're not losing what? Well, hold on. I'll time out. Samson Ebukam. That's probably the only starter that will not be retained. And it's a possibility he could come back, but I doubt it. You literally are losing Samson Ebukam. That's it. Every other starter across the line, Jimmy Ward, you know, wasn't a starter to start the season. He's probably going to be gone, but this is crazy. I didn't see this, and I'm seeing a lot of like Kinlaw, whatever. I don't think that this affects Kinlaw whatsoever. What this does change is you're not dependent upon Kinlaw now. Like, if you cut Kinlaw, you get nothing. If you trade Kinlaw, you don't get any cap relief. Well, you would, but nobody's going to trade for that contract. I just don't see it. So I don't think that this means Kinlaw's gone. I think that this means Kinlaw's not starting, right? You got Eric Armstead. You've got now Javon Kinlaw. Holy freaking cow, man. This is just about as fun as can be. And the 49ers, good gosh, not only do you get better. This is another thing that I think is kind of missed in free agency. You took the best defensive player last year, one of the top two best defensive players on the Eagles, who beat you in an NFC championship game. You took him, and now he is on your team, right? So not only do you get better, but they got worse. I think that is just so important. And so, golly, man, this is the 49ers go out. Credit to John Lynch. Credit to Kyle Shanahan. What they were able to do was just insane. And if we look at, you know, I'm just opening up all of Javon Hargrave's just numbers and all that stuff. The dude's played 7 years in the NFL. He was a little bit older whenever he came in, just over 23 years old. You know, he was drafted in the third round, played, drafted in the third round out of South Carolina State. We got a lot of South Carolina guys. This is South Carolina State, not the Gamecocks. Drafted in the third round. He played for Pittsburgh and was great. Absolutely great. Played his entire rookie deal there. Stayed in the Keystone State. 3 years with Philadelphia. I'm curious what that contract was. He signed a 3-year, $39 million contract in Philly. Outshine that by a margin, okay? By a considerable margin. Then now he comes over to the 49ers, and if we just look at, you know, what he's been able to accomplish since he was in Philly, listen to these sack numbers, okay? All right, we're going back to 2016, his rookie year, okay? First year, 2 sacks. Second year, 2 sacks. Third year, 6.5 sacks. And remember, this is from a defensive interior position. Okay, this is not an edge guy. There, you have to justify these numbers on a completely different shelf because it's different. He's going through the interior. It's much harder to get sacks. So 2 sacks, 2 sacks, 6.5 sacks his third year. Goes last year in Pittsburgh, 4 sacks. Then first year in Philly, his fifth year, 4.5 sacks. 7.5 sacks his sixth year. And then last year, 11 sacks. Made the Pro Bowl in 2021. More importantly than this, the health of Javon Hargrave. All 7 years in the NFL, he has never played fewer than 15 games. 15, 16, 16, 16, 15, 16, 17. He has missed one game in 6 years. That's it. One game in 6 years. So for all the people that are like, oh, health, whatever else, this dude has it in spades. You're talking about an NFL Iron Man for 7 straight years.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from JeldWin. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JeldWin windows in store or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
For seven straight years. So if you are talking about, well, you know, he's older, I get it. That's a legit criticism, and I understand that. But if you are looking at this in any other way besides the fact you got better, you got one of the best players in the NFL at his position. 2 years ago in 2021, through the first 6 weeks of the season, I remember, I'll have to go back and find the tweet. I'm sure I have it out there somewhere, where I said, man, Javon Hargrave would be my defensive player of the year through the first 2 months of the NFL for Philly. Like, he was that good. He played next to Fletcher Cox. Now he's going to be playing next to Arik Armstead. You are freaking solid. You are so solid. Now you just got to get that other defensive end spot short up, but man, this is huge. This is absolutely huge. The Niners getting this guy 4 years, $84 million, $21 million per year. We're going to have to see how these numbers shake out, but this is gigantic. I love this. I love this. and, you know, I'm looking through the chat now. Sorry, I kind of, you know, just like let this one out. I wasn't even paying attention too much. I was just like, man, let's go live show. Let's talk through this because it's crazy. And I'm nobody you need to know. It says, I really feel like Bosa, Hargrave, Armstead, Jackson is going to be incredible. Look for Drake Jackson to ball out this year. Two things. One, you didn't trade for him, which I like, right? So you get to keep all your capital, but you're paying top dollar. You're paying $21 million for a defensive tackle. Now, if we, let's put this into perspective from the front office of the 49ers, long-term and looking back. DeForest Buckner, you traded him, and I know a lot of people didn't like that. Guess what DeForest Buckner got? He got $21 million per year 3 years ago. Now, you traded that, and the 49ers said this repeatedly. We wanted to get stout against the run. DeForest Buckner, amazing sack potential, all that kind of stuff, whatever else. But you chose to send that. Why would you choose to bring in Javon Hargrave and be the same front office? Help me make this sense, right? Help me make this make sense. And here's the difference. Javon Hargrave is beyond a stout run defender. You still get that elite double-digit sack production possibility. I don't think that he's going to go out and have another 11.5, you know, year sack total, or he had 11. But you're talking about somebody that is just so stout against the run, something that DeForest Buckner didn't have, and he's getting paid what DeForest Buckner got 3 years ago. The market's gone up, and it's still at the same level. So this is just huge. This is just gigantic. And I freaking love this. And yeah, David, you know, he says that the 49ers haven't made it known Javon Kinlaw is on the trading block. Yeah, that's great if somebody wants to come take that, because that's, you know, $4 million off the cap if they do. But again, if you release them, you get none of that. So the idea of a release makes no sense here. I don't think that makes any sense with Javon Kinlaw. Now we got two Javons, right? We got Hargrave and Kinlaw. If somebody would, I don't think it'd take much, probably like a sixth or a seventh rounder. But yeah, I just, dude, stout. Oh, Matthew right here. Be young type stout. You're not wrong. If we look at, let's look at just the PFF grades of Javon Kinlaw. And what this does is just break down, you know, a kind of minutia point, snap by snap basis. Defense overall grade, 80.1. Pretty damn good. Pass rush, that's where he's going to make his money, 91.9. That's his best. Javon Hargrave's best games this year, his highest grade, two of his highest graded games were in the playoffs. One against the Giants, one against the 49ers. They saw what Hargrave could do. And I think that's just gigantic. Total pressure, 66 for Javon Hargrave. That's crazy. 6 quarterback hits, 48 quarterback hurries, 3 batted passes. You're talking about total tackles, 56. This dude played 809 snaps. And that what I'm going to do here, let me open up a separate window and let me just compare this to the 49ers and kind of what we were able to get out of our defensive line and what that kind of looks like. So let me open this because I think this is key. Okay. If we just look at defensive linemen, Nick Bosa, for example, had the most snaps for the 49ers, 898 snaps. Javon Kinlaw, 809. The second player, Samson Ebukam, 681. Omenihu, 659. Eric Armstead, the most defensive tackle snaps for the 49ers last year, 486. This dude played over 320 more snaps than our number one DT. So what are you getting? You know, the 49ers are notorious for cycling these defensive linemen out. Now you got three guys, really, that you don't have to cycle near as much. And that's Bosa, that's Armstead, and now that's Hargrave. This is crazy. Somebody said Armstead will be gone soon. No, they're going to redo his contract. They're working to restructure it. I don't see that taking place. Why would you make this move and then trade another one that's the same age? 49ers don't have a problem with 30-year-old defensive linemen playing. That could be a concern, but you saw it last year with Fletcher Cox and Hargrave. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I really, really don't. And I don't think that adding this means you have to take away something else. The biggest thing that I'll continue to stress here, this moves Kinlaw off of something you're reliable on. You don't have to rely on him. If you get anything from Kinlaw, great. He's in a rookie deal. If you don't get anything from Kinlaw, you're then fine. But you're not dependent upon Javon Kinlaw's knee. That's what this means. If you get anything from Kinlaw this year, great. It's bonus. Definitely not going to be picking up fifth-year option of Kinlaw. I just don't see that. Luke, the Don, says, if we can get Omenihu back and rotate him and Jackson, that would be great. I think you're right. Charles did kind of come out and basically say goodbye to the 49ers. I think that the way that the 49ers usually do business is we're going to lowball offer you, and if you want to stay here, great. If not, go test free agency. That's just the way they did it with Arden Key, Kerry Hyder. You can go on and on and on. That's just what they do. And so Omenihu kind of said goodbye. That's kind of what I see. So anyway, you take that for what we want. Here's a question, CJ. Can we pay Bosa, Armstead, and Hargrave? Yes. Yes, you can. Why? Because they're all on different stages. Now we'll have to see the contract numbers. $40 million of Javon Hargrave's contract is guaranteed, which usually we'll have to see what the signing bonus is and all that stuff, but it's going to be about a $10 million cap hit this year. That's my assumption. $8 to $10 million cap hit for Javon Hargrave. You've already got Armstead on the books. Nick Bosa is about to get his deal done close to training camp, but here's what's going to happen with that. His cap hit's going to go down. It's at like $18 million cap hit right now on his fifth-year option. Once you redo that, that's going to fall down to about $8 to $10 million. That's just the way it works. You can look at the Fred Warner deal. You can look at the Kittle deal. You can look at Trent Williams. Not Trent Williams. He doesn't work because it wasn't a rookie deal. That cap number goes down, and you push it, you stage it off, and you step it off to the future. So, yeah, you can definitely that's sustainable for this year and next year for sure. After that, we'll see. Obviously, you're not going to be having these guys play till they're 36 or 37. I don't think that's what's going to happen. So Coach Cruz asks, what's up, Coach? He says, which defensive line are likely to return for the 49ers? You already got, let's go inside out. So defensive interior guys that you have under contract currently. Again, if I miss somebody, I'm going off the top of my head here. Armstead. You've got Javon Hargrave. You've got Kinlaw one more year. You've got Kevin Givens, who's a restricted free agent. They haven't figured that deal out yet, but he can't negotiate with anybody else. That's 4. And Kalia Davis, who you drafted last year. He was a redshirt guy. You're going to work him in. You have 5 defensive tackles. Now, if Kinlaw's going to be traded, then, you know, that number goes down. But there's not a better defensive tackle group in the NFL. I'm sorry. I don't care what you think about Kinlaw. Like, you look at Kevin Givens, who was starting for us last year. You've got the redshirt guy. If you're just looking at the top two defensive tackles on any team in the NFL, I'm sorry, you're going to have a pretty damn hard time finding anybody better than Hargrave and Kinlaw. The one area where you would have said last year could have competed with the 49ers would have been the Eagles and Hargrave and Fletcher Cox. Well, guess what? Now they're here, right? Now Hargrave's here. So you got that. Now, defensive edge-wise, defensive end-wise, this is where it gets shallow. You've got Bosa. You've got Drake Jackson.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That's pretty much it. Kerry Hyder, free agent. You know, we'll see what happens there. Omenihu, free agent. Samson Ebukam, free agent. Jordan Willis, free agent, right? You lost all those guys. So, and if you look at what the 49ers are meeting with in the draft, it's a lot of edge guys. So, if I fully expect that trend to continue. And if I had to say, what is the 49ers' biggest interest moving forward in free agency? It's still defensive line. It's just the edge position. So if there is going to be another splash signing, it's going to be at the edge spot. So just because you made one big signing, I'm just saying, yeah, don't be shocked, baby. Don't be shocked if the Niners go and get somebody else on the edge position. Now, will it be a huge splash number like this? No. Oh, look at this. I just said it. Literally a minute ago, 49ers making more moves. This is from Matt Barrows. They just signed Kevin Givens to a one-year, $2.1 million deal. One-year, $2.1 million deal. Now, he was a restricted free agent, could not negotiate with other teams. So, boom, there you go. That's where that is. It absolutely incredible job. So, going back to what the 49ers have now, man, they're busy. This is awesome, man. This is absolutely incredible. If you're a 49ers fan, how could you not be excited? We saw last year with Bosa basically out there by himself early. Armstead comes back and plays really, really quality football. He's not your highlight stats guy. And that's huge. That's huge. And there are two more defensive tackles, Hassan Ridgeway and Maurice Hurst, who's just been injured too much. Those guys are free agents. If I had to choose one of these guys to bring back, I'd say Ridgeway. But I think that this draft is stout with defensive tackle depth that you can get in the fifth round. Somebody like a Keandre Colburn, right? Somebody like Ojamo, that would be a third round. Both Texas boys, but man, both fit perfectly. They're there. It makes sense. Yeah, right here. Kevin Givens signs a one-year deal. I freaking love this, man. And again, if you're looking at, all right, what are the Niners going to do next? You got to fortify the edge. I'm with you, Matthew. I think you nailed it. I just think that this is huge. What is the 49ers defensive philosophy? And you always heard this phrase under DeMeco. He would say repeatedly, and his players would say repeatedly, especially D linemen, you have to earn the right to rush the passer. Well, what's that mean? You have to go out there and stop the run. You have to get teams behind the chains so that you can go get the quarterback. So what does this move do? Javon Hargrave is so freaking stout in the middle. Now, his pass rush is why he gets paid what he gets paid, but it's not like the dude is just a freak. I wonder if I could pull up mock draftable here. Let's go through what he came in the NFL with. I wonder if we have this. Let's see here. So Javon Hargrave out of South Carolina State. These were the metrics that he came in with in the combine. So these are older numbers for sure. 6'1", 309. Not the biggest dude, but whenever you look at what he brings, he ran a 4.940. Okay, that's top 86% of defensive tackles. 1.69 10 yard spit, top 80%. Broad jump, 109 inches, top 70%. The dude bench pressed 29 reps. top 64%. So you're talking about an undersized guy with crazy lower body explosiveness, crazy upper body explosiveness. This guy just does everything. Now, what I will be doing on our Patreon channel now, and if this is your first time watching the show, I just want to say thank you guys. Appreciate y'all being here. I'm going to be breaking down and making some game tape on the All-22 Javon Hargrave this past year on our Patreon channel. So if you want to see that, I'm going to be downloading all the All-22 game film, and I'm going to be going through game by game Javon Hargrave so that we can understand exactly what to get. And so if you haven't joined our Patreon yet, man, you guys got to do this because we've got way too much stuff going on over there. Just Google 49ers and Patreon. We've got a free 7-day trial up where it doesn't cost you a penny if you want to join that. On top of that, we are giving away an autographed Deebo Samuel jersey later today. Once things calm down a little bit, we'll do another show today, just kind of breaking everything down in a little bit more detail. And we also have our 49ers Rush Bracket Challenge going on, free for all Patreon members. Winner gets an autographed Frank Gore jersey. So if you're not a Patreon member, then you got to pay $5. And if you want to do that, that's cool. You can just Venmo me, Jonathan-Chapman-2. That's JonathanChapman-2. Just $5. Or sign up for free on Patreon. Do your 7-week trial. Join us on the Bracket Challenge. As soon as you sign up on Patreon, you get access. We have over 700 video breakdowns. 700. I just did two more this morning of some upcoming draft prospects. But once I get some things taken care of family-wise after I finish this video, then I'm going to come back to the lab, and I'm just going to be downloading and cutting Javon Hargrave film from the past year, breaking down, showing you what he does, where you can hear my voice and highlight what the good and the bad is and all those things. So we got a lot of content for you guys. So if that's what you want, again, giving away the Deebo signed jersey. You can still enter that. I haven't picked the winner yet. Just got to go sign up over there. And then two, we got a bracket challenge. So before the NCAA kicks off, that's for an autographed Frank Gore jersey. We got a lot of stuff going on, baby. And I freaking love it. And what is better than being a 49ers fan right now? You were in the NFC Championship 3 out of 4 times. Oh, look at this. Jimmy Garoppolo has been signed, ladies and gentlemen. The Raiders are closing in on a deal. This is from Mike Garofalo 3 minutes ago. After 6 seasons and a Super Bowl appearance with the 49ers, Jimmy G is on his way to Vegas. Will be reunited with Josh McDaniels. I have not seen any of those numbers come out, but so it looks like right now you've got McGlinchey out. You've got Kinlaw out. You're bringing in Javon Hargrave. Did I say Kinlaw out? Uh-oh. I did not mean that. That is a Freudian slip if there ever was one. That is awesome. So Jimmy G is gone. Mike McGlinchey is gone. Javon Hargrave's in. Crazy day. Now, I am curious. I want to see what the numbers look like for Mike McGlinchey. I'm scrolling down to try to find it. There's a bunch of news going on. Here we go. He got a 5-year 87. So if I do 87 divided by 5 because I'm not that smart, dude got 17.4. So just on the compensation pick front, currently the 49ers will be behind the 8-ball. And so if Jimmy Garoppolo signs, which we'll have those numbers any second, so you've got 17.4 average per year. This is what determines the compensation formula, which we're pretty good at over here. We nailed all 7 picks, thankfully, this past year. So 17.4 for McGlinchey. We've got 21 for Hargrave. You're going to need Jimmy G to get 25 or more. If he gets that, the 49ers will get an additional third-round comp pick next year. If Jimmy G's number is 22, 23, then the 49ers will not be getting a comp pick for Jimmy Garoppolo. The Hargrave signing will cancel that out, and you'll probably be getting a fourth-round comp pick for Mike McGlinchey. So when that number comes in, that's going to be huge just for 49ers future draft pick consideration. We'll see. I'm sitting here waiting, refreshing. We're probably going to see it pretty soon. This is huge. And yeah, one of my biggest things that I don't like right here, Thomas, I think you said it perfectly. Davante Adams is going to be pissed with them 15-yard dig routes. Yeah, it's interesting. I think the volume of targets will go up for Davante Adams, but the long game, we'll see. And the biggest winner here, my mentions, my DMs, my emails on just, you know, I love it when people reach out to me. I don't care what it is you want to talk about. You want to talk some Niners or NFL football, please don't hesitate. 49ers Rush Podcast at gmail.com. Always reach out. I love those conversations. I respond to every email personally. Me. It's me. It's not my team. Email, Twitter, those are me. Patreon, those are me. Instagram, Facebook, I do have to have people help run those just because the comments get too much. YouTube comments, sometimes, a lot of times, that's not me. But one, thank you to Jimmy Garoppolo for what he's brought to this team. It definitely brought us out of the abyss. Absolutely love him. I hope he has all the success in the world except against the 49ers. But also, I'm sick and tired of answering why the 49ers should keep Jimmy Garoppolo. I've been saying for a long time, it's done. Kyle Shanahan's been saying for a long time, it's done. And yeah, I'm sorry, I did not skip over your super chat, Mosquito. My bad, I am flying solo here. That is on me. My apologies. Thank you, Mosquito Killer, for your super chat. He says, John, you think Arden Key would be too expensive? I think he's going to get around 10 million. I'd say about 10 million. And that's one of the guys that I was really high on in bringing back. You know, last year we lowballed him and said, you can get this or you can go elsewhere. He chose the money. He had some success in Jacksonville. I think he probably does re-sign with Jacksonville, Arden Key. I would love to bring him back. Now, if you do bring him back, you're not bringing Arden, you're not bringing Charles Minnehue back. They played that same role. So if you get one of those guys, I would be so ecstatic. I would pay $10 million for Arden Key. I loved what he brought here. I think he got 7.5 sacks with us, and that's kind of the going rate. The going rate's kind of like $1.5 to $2 million per sack, which is crazy. And so I just think, I think it's crazy. And so the market for pass rushers is really, really high. Here we go. Here's the compensation update. Jimmy Garoppolo gets a 3-year, $67.5 million deal, including $35 million guarantee. Wow. So that's not the best news. I'm just going to be really, really honest with you, because that comes out to $22 million. That's a lot lower than I was expecting. I was expecting over 25. So what this means is the 49ers probably not going to be getting a third-round comp pick next year. Probably not. Well, they will from the D'Amico Ryans and Carthon. They're getting those for the next 2 years. But as far as a compensation pick, third round for Jimmy Garoppolo, I don't think that's going to happen. The Hargrave at $21 million per year will cancel out the Jimmy Garoppolo at $22.3 million per year. Those two are just going to X out. What the 49ers will be getting, we'll have to see where the numbers go. But man, if these are the two highest, let me say this, and I'm thinking through this live. The way the compensation pick formula works is it goes top down, okay? So if the two highest deals in free agency, which very much so could be the case, is Jimmy Garoppolo canceling out Javon Hargraves, and then the next highest deal that doesn't get canceled out is Mike McGlinchey, that would be a third-round comp pick. We'll have to see what that looks like, because yeah, it's a little shaky there. Not going to lie. Definitely not really what I was expecting for the 49ers. I didn't expect them to spend this much money on Javon Hargrave. I'm very happy they did. And the 49ers are going to have one of the best O-lines, defensive lines in the NFL. But man, that is huge. That is huge. Let's see here. The Real J Diggs, thank you for your question. John, should we have kept DJ Jones compared to this new defensive tackle? There is not one team in the NFL, and I love DJ Jones. There is not one team in the NFL that would choose DJ Jones over Javon Hargrave. Not one. DJ Jones is great. I think he got, what did he get, $13 million last year? And so he's cheaper option for sure. But no, Javon Hargrave is low-key a top 10, you know, defensive lineman in the NFL. And not defensive tackle, top 10 defensive lineman. And he has been consistently. It's not like this is Javon's underperformed really any year. He has been absolutely okay. And I like DJ Jones. And he was very deserving of that $13 million a year. But I don't think that it even compares to DJ Jones' best year is not better than Javon Hargrave's fifth best year, if that makes sense. So you kind of figure that out. So great news. The Niners, baby, they got way better. Javon Hargrave is wearing the gold, baby. I freaking love it. We're going to be breaking down all of his stuff over on Patreon. We're going to have another live show today. If you haven't yet, guess what? I need you guys all to do this right now. Cheap, free. It's not cheap. It's free. The easiest way to support the show right here. If you haven't already, go ahead and click that subscribe button. And right next to that subscribe button is the bell. Once you click on that, click all. That way, anytime we go live, you will get notified and you will be able to enter into all of the giveaways that we do for Countdown Crew. And to be honest with you, it is by far the best way to support our channel. Thank you. Hit that subscribe button. Turn on all notifications. Right here. You want to know, summarize this. Scott, thank you so much. 49ers improved. The Philadelphia Eagles got worse considerably, and they continue to get worse. They're losing starters like crazy. And for somebody that's out there, it's like, yeah, but you lost Jimmy G and Mike McGlinchey. Guess what? I'm so happy for what they have done for this team, and I am also so happy for what Jimmy Garoppolo and Mike McGlinchey got paid, and I hope that they have amazing careers. It is not like they're gone and we're mad at them or whatever. Yes, they were very divisive players that were very inconsistent. I'm so happy. I love to see people get paid. I love to see people get paid. I don't think the 49ers took a step back at either position. I really, really don't. I do think the 49ers took a giant step forward at the defensive tackle position. This offseason, it is shaping out nicely. Woo! What a day. We'll be live later on today, so go ahead and hit subscribe. Gosh, Niners got better. Love you guys. Man, this is fun. And until next time, should be easy now. Stay strong, faithful.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.